In 2017, a wave of men and women around the world began to reveal their experiences of sexual harassment, assault or abuse in private, in public and in the workplace. It was the year of the milkshake duck, Macquarie Dictionary's Word of the Year for 2017. The dictionary's editor, Susan Butler, says the term was inspired by a meme by Australian cartoonist Ben Ward in 2016.
The milkshake duck is presented as this cute duck that loves drinking milkshakes, and everyone falls in love with it, and then 2 seconds later it's revealed as being racist. So suddenly everyone has to turn around and hate it.
She says the Me Too movement led to a flood of milkshake ducks being revealed globally. Ms. Butler cites celebrity gardener Don Burke, accused by several women of sexual harassment, which he denies, as the most prominent Australian example.
Everyone's favourite gardener is suddenly the person that everyone draws back from in disgust. I think we're now always nervously expecting the next milkshake duck to happen. We're just waiting for someone to milkshake duck. This has been something that's moving around the Western world, and in Britain as well there have been people who've been outed for not behaving in a fashion that is thought proper for politicians or high profile people. There has been a succession of this kind of discovery around the world.
Panellist Dr. Karl Kruzlanitsky says words and phrases that develop in the future will be directed by wider societal trends. He points to the growing generational wealth gap as playing a major role.
Older people with wealth can have 6 or 7 houses thanks to negative gearing, but younger people, for the first time, will be in the first generation after many generations to be poorer than their parents and not be able to afford to buy their own house. And there was a disparaging phrase, which is the smashed avocado generation. What that implies is that, they're too busy spending their money on frippery to put down a deposit. But the point is, they're not going to be able to find $500,000 as a deposit.
Between 800 and 1,000 new words and definitions enter the Macquarie Dictionary every year. Susan Butler says politics and the environment are usually big themes, while food and drink are strongly influenced by the nation's multicultural communities. For example, the word poke. Poke is a Hawaiian salad of raw fish, soy, sesame and rice. Meanwhile, dark state is used to describe the workers within a state's bureaucracy, intelligence and security services that work to control and subvert democratic processes and institutions. Ms. Butler adds the Chinese word daigao is indicative of the increasing influence of Asia.
The daigao is the person in Australia, the Chinese person in Australia, who takes orders from people within China and supplies the goods that they need. That's an unusual one, but I think probably we will increasingly pick up words from China as we're drawn more into China's orbit.
Professor Ingrid Pillar teaches applied linguistics at Sydney's Macquarie University. She says the internet and social media in particular have a major role to play.
I think what we are seeing is the world is becoming more connected, and our language always reflects what we are concerned with, because language is about communication. And so whatever it is that people are concerned with, that's what we find in the new words we're using.
Other runners-up include Plandit, which refers to a supposedly candid snapshot that has actually been set up, while people who unquestioningly follow trends are called sheeple. A favourite of the committee was Framily, talking about someone's close network that aren't related by blood, their friend family.